For whatever reason, we kind of fell through the cracks last week or last month, and we didn't get Sherry Rogers on. And I'm sure everybody is waiting with bated breath, as am I. Dr. Sherry Rogers is here today. Always good to have her, but especially with everything that's going on. Probably worked out better because we're right in the middle of the virus. We can get some information on that. PrestigePublishing.com is where you can get all her great books and newsletters and information. That way, her list of accomplishments is longer than my arm. She's really an expert in chemical sensitivity. She is the greatest general medical mind that I know. Certainly, probably that we have on this show, I would say for sure, from a medical doctor standpoint, unbelievable, unbelievable. Dr. Sherry Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Regarding the coronavirus, it's like any other type of virus, only it's a little more potent because they have resorted to using HIV drugs in many countries for it. Thailand, I think the Philippines, China, and now they're considering it in the U.S. So if you're using an HIV drug, that's a serious chemotherapy. So as we...
Let me interject real quick before we get going so people understand, because I know people want to get in a call. We have Kathy on hold right now. Our phone system, we can only take one call at a time. It's a long story. Just trust me. As soon as Kathy hangs up, then that's your signal to call in. I know a lot of people want to call in. Don't give up. Please try. As soon as Kathy calls in or Kathy hangs up, then the next person can call in at 844-769-2944. Okay. I just had to get at that out there, Dr. Rogers. Let's get back to coronavirus. HIV. This tells me it's a laboratory made if it has HIV parts to it. Or am I crazy? That's kind of very weird.
Well, it's a theory, and there's a lot of refuting of it on the internet. So, but that is one of the leading.
Let me ask you point blank. Where, if it's true that there are HIV subsets of this coronavirus or delivery system or something involved, I'm not entirely. You know much better than me. It didn't come from bats in the market, like they say. It had to be
right.
Some kind of mutation or combination. I mean, it had
right.
to be.
And this is the first highest security level biotech lab was in Wuhan. And a couple of years ago, they started looking at some serious viruses. And then they also sent some grad students to other places, Texas and Canada and whatnot, so they could come back with information, which that's about where it ends. But it's interesting, they don't want U.S. help, and they don't want U.S. Virologists over there looking
why
into the lab.
Why do you think? Yeah, why?
That's all conjecture.
Well, okay,
that's
I'll leave
the way
it at,
the
I'll
world
leave it at
goes.
That. I'll leave it
yeah.
at that. Let's
well,
just say
there's,
it's very,
there's censuring, really. You know, no.
How bad is this virus from what you said? I mean, China's like,
well,
oh well, it's only 10,000 people, and we got it under control.
It's a bad virus. But, and they're using HIV drugs. But if you remember a couple of things, not everybody gets the flu. When things go around or there's a food poisoning at some place, not everybody gets it. It depends on whether or not you're playing with a full deck. So you want to be sure that the things that are most important for playing with a full deck of nutrients are on your side. For example, you can't heal any disease from arthritis to hangnails to atrial fibrillation, heart failure, cancers, without the right levels of vitamin D. But if you're not a newsletter reader, you may be suckered into using the, quote, normal on all the commercial labs, Quest, LabCorp, which is 30 nanograms per milliliter. That's wrong. That's only for rickets. If you want to stop infection, you have to be over 80. And,
wow.
And if you want to stop anything, depression, heart disease, cancers, you name it, the research is overwhelming. You have to be over 80. That means you have to see your own lab result and see that it's normal, because otherwise the nurse or the doctor will leave a message, oh, your level is fine, and don't worry about it. There are other things The cell membrane is the computer keyboard. That's where all the messages, the cytokines, the special chemicals that God creates in our bodies to fight off these nasty viruses. Actually, it would be viri, but we're not Latin scholars. So the cell membrane has to be extremely healthy. And what is it made out of? The first most important thing is the ratio of the fats. And most people have way too high many of the fats from normal American eating and not enough of the cod liver oil. So you want to do the cod liver oil big time. A lot of people need a tablespoon every day for a while until they get normal levels, then they can switch it to every other day. And you want the highest quality, and you want it in glass. And then also, besides the cod liver oil, you have to have the anchor for it, and that's the PC powder, phosphatidylcholine. These are what make the electricity. There are only two things that cause all disease. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. People who succumb to the flu have low nutrient levels. They also have toxins, you know, heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, etc., which contaminate everything, our foods, medicines, our homes. And these sit in enzymes and bring the enzymes to a screeching halt, and they kick out very important minerals. Anyway, there are only two causes for all disease. That's why we assay all of that, so we can switch it around, and that's how people not only heal, they cure without medicines. Their heart disease, their heart failure, their atrial fib, their high blood pressure, things that the cardiologist tells them, oh, you'll have this forever, you have to take these medicines. No, their guidelines have nothing to do with healing and curing. It's all drugs to perpetuate the drug industry.
Let me ask you about toxicity, because this Wuhan, where obviously it's confirmed there's a bio lab there, but the other thing that's confirmed is that Wuhan province is, if not the most polluted, certainly one of the most polluted.
Oh, I lectured there in 1986.
Provinces in the world. In the world. Yeah. One of the most polluted places in the world.
Yeah, I lectured there in 1986.
Did you have to wear a mask to go down the street or what?
Through China. Pardon me?
Did you have to wear a mask to go down the street? What was it like?
No, but it was heavy with smoke and so forth. And that was 30 years ago. So now it's, it has increased. But there's only one cause of death. Only one. The
Texas.
Electricity stops. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same chemicals, the same nutrients, the same toxins, everything. Chemistry is all the same, but the electricity stopped. Where is that electricity made? In the mitochondria, little organelles inside of every cell except the red blood cell, and they depend upon the right levels of cod liver oil, which should be about 4 to 1 for the grocery store oils, which is not where most people are. And you have to have the anchor, phosphatidylcholine. You need the 8 forms of E, the 4 tocopherols, 4 tocotrienols. If people just sign on to the newsletter starting with January of this year, they'll find a lot of this information in there, and in this month especially, because not everyone gets what's going around. It's only those who are not playing with a full deck of nutrients, and you've got to learn how to do it.
Let's go to our caller, if we could, so we can get her question and get somebody else calling in. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when we hear Kathy hang up, that's your cue to call in. I apologize, but that's another attack we're having, but, you know, that's here or there, whatever. Kathy in California, we're so glad to hear from you. What's on your mind? You're on the air live with Dr. Rogers.
Hi, Dr. Rogers. I love listening to you
Kathy.
And learning from you. It's great.
Kathy, not there?
My question
I can hear her fine, Dan.
Oh, I can't hear her at all.
Okay, well, I'll translate.
Okay.
Go
God,
ahead, Kathy.
The latest treat.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. What is the latest treatment for reversing or holding progression of chronic kidney disease? And could you address the treatment of high blood pressure with kidney disease and the benefit or burden of using L-arginine with the kidney?
Wow.
Okay, when people have, right now, Kathy, 1 in 6 young adults age 25 and over have high blood pressure or the beginning endothelial dysfunction. One in three adults over 50 already has high blood pressure. And it all starts from the blood vessel lining called the endothelium. We call it endothelial dysfunction, or ED. And it's the same thing that causes erectile dysfunction. It's the same thing that causes insulin dependence, the insulin resistance, same thing that causes fatty liver disease, because they're all related to damaged cell membranes inside the blood vessels. Because if your blood vessels aren't healthy, then nothing is. One of the things that people have to remember is that one of the main way we get all of the nutrients of oxygen and nutrients and so forth to our cells is through the red blood cell. But the red blood cell is twice the size of the capillaries that they go through to nourish your kidneys, your blood vessels, your brain, your heart. So the red blood cell has to be very flexible and fold way down, squeeze down, because it's twice as big as the capillary. If it doesn't have the right chemistry, i.e. the eight forms of E, the phosphatidylcholine, the cod liver oil, curcumin, vitamin D, etc., then it loses the flexibility, it gets stuck, and it can't deliver, and distal organs die. We have lots of articles in the newsletter last year and this year, and we have more coming up. Chronic disease of the kidney is on a roll, and it starts usually with high blood pressure. The problem is, most of the drugs that are used, well, all the drugs that are used to treat blood pressure are poisons to the kidney. They poison kidney enzymes, like their ACE inhibitors, like lisinopril, that kind of thing. The angiotensin-converting enzyme is made, ACE, in the kidneys. And instead of fixing the broken parts, medicine prefers to poison them so that now the pressure goes down and the person still needs medicine forever, and they will need increasing medicines because you haven't fixed what's broken. It goes on to kidney disease. One of the big problems with kidney disease is that these folks also need vitamin B1, but that's killed by candida in the gut that makes thiamines that destroys vitamin B1, and if you haven't fixed the gut. So in other words, a person who has those serious things, even early high blood pressure, you want to get the cardio-ion with an expert interpretation. We do it with folks in two dozen countries on the phone, so that you get rid of the high blood pressure or the chronic disease, kidney disease. L-arginine is merely just one amino acid that we talked about in the high blood pressure hoax that makes nitric oxide, one of nature's vasodilating, opening up blood vessels. But you still have to fix, like I say, the flexibility, the ability to squeeze down to half of its size of the RBC, the red blood cell. Otherwise, it can't get through the capillaries and nourish the kidneys, the brain, etc. And these all these things, the blood pressure, not only in a lot of people morphs into chronic kidney disease, it morphs into Alzheimer's, heart failure, cancers, you name it, because when you only treat with drugs, you don't fix what's broken. You just poison an enzyme pathway that's already damaged. The kidneys put out too much of the angiotensin. When you stand up, you need a higher blood pressure than you had when you were sitting down. And so the kidneys know this, and they put out angiotensin to raise your blood pressure. Well, once you start getting low in various nutrients, like we talked about last month in the Total Wellness newsletter, getting low in certain vitamins and minerals, like zinc, for example, then the angiotensin doesn't work well. So it can't raise your pressure, or it raises it too much, I'm sorry, and then you have high blood pressure. And instead of fixing it, they poison that with angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors or ACE inhibitors. Lisinopril is a very commonly prescribed one, etc. And other ACE inhibitors, by the way, inhibit the breakdown of amyloid. What does that mean? They promote Alzheimer's. Just like the statin drugs guarantee you'll get Alzheimer's by the very mechanisms of destroying the or changing the tau protein and amyloid chemistry. So, I mean, it's serious business to be taking these drugs because they don't fix anything and they allow you to ignore fixing it because now, oh, your pressure is better or you feel better or the blood test looks better that they've done. And it's a false sense of security. So you're on your right track, Kathy, but you need to go to the bottom and find out exactly what is wrong for the person to have the high blood pressure, the kidney disease starting, whatever, so that you can fix all the chemistry. This is a 11-page assay that looks at vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organics, etc. You cannot use the, quote, normals or the interpretation that comes with it because it's 30 years old and it's been altered by folks who are not that knowledgeable about biochemistry. And if you follow the interpretation guide that goes with it, it can actually kill people because it ignores even the fact when magnesium is low. For example, your red blood cell magnesium should be in the top half of normal. If normal is 4 to 6, you need to be 5 or higher. And it has to be red blood cell. If it's serum, it's worthless. It doesn't even compute. There's so much to learn. But anyway, thank you, Kathy.
Does that help you on your question? Well, thank you so much.
Yes, I think I'll go to her newsletters and maybe I can contact her office and try and make an appointment or something.
Oh, yeah. We have short half-hour consults with people to show them. And besides that, then they send me all their last 3 years of records so then I can pinpoint what they need because we don't all need the same things.
Mm, very good. Kathy, thank you so much for the call, and God bless
you.
Yeah, let us know. Keep us up to date how it goes. There you go. There's a call. Now, if you want to call in, ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944, you can take another call. Correct, Todd? Is Todd there? Okay, there he is. Hopefully he's taking a call. All right, Dr. Rogers, back to you. Explain this a little bit. I've heard that high blood pressure comes from two places, your heart or your kidneys. And so tell me, it's basically the kidney is not getting enough blood through it and it creates pressure, or what's the deal?
No. It comes from the blood vessel lining it comes from, like, metabolic syndrome. They know now that, like, 50% of the population in the U.S. has metabolic syndrome, and that's from the 7M that we've talked about in the newsletter last year. All the processing that goes on in the American diet. It's not so much in the European because our levels of Roundup weed killer, for example, in the blood of Americans is 6 times higher than it is in Europeans because they're not governed by the Food and Drug Administration that says it's okay to put glyphosate Roundup on all the food.
Did you see that in the EP? You know, there was a big landmark lawsuit in California about Roundup. The plaintiffs won, huge settlement. It's opening the floodgates, and now the EPA wants the courts to overturn that decision. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is all just the legal BS, bad science that goes on everywhere all the time. The big thing is you want to avoid foods that are genetically modified, and you want to avoid foods that have been sprayed with Roundup. So it's better to eat an organic diet, whole foods as much as possible. And you remember, you even did that one day after we talked about it last year, and you fixed your dog.
That was the most drastic thing and most obvious thing I've ever seen. My dog, you know, they're getting up there, and my one dog was having trouble getting up the stairs like a lot of dogs do, you know, when they get old, what have you. Her legs, she's still okay, but, you know, sometimes she's had difficulty. I heard what you said about the glyphosate and how that's affecting that. I got new dog food, and the new dog food had no corn, soy, or wheat in it. It didn't say GMO free or anything, but it said no corn, soy, or wheat, which is, that's pretty much the majority of GMO products and Roundup
right.
products are in those three things. Well, I'll be darned if the dog in like, was it less than a month? What would I tell you? About a month, I think it was. The dog didn't struggle up and down the stairs anymore. It was
right, because it was the next time we did the show, and that was a month later, and you said that he or she was no longer dragging the hindquarters and was springing around like he had years before.
Yeah, it was like she reversed age about 2 years. I mean, that's really what it was like. That's what it seemed like.
And people do that, too, especially, even easier way. Most people over 50 now are starting to get some form of arthritis. We see it big time, of course, because we're tennis players every day. But we found, we did a medical paper for doctors, and we did a book for everybody, doctors and lay people, called Pain Free in 6 Weeks, because what we found was 3 out of 4 people, if they don't eat the nightshades, they don't hurt. And we get tear-stained letters from people saying, I've had arthritis for 20 years. Thank you so much. I can turn it on and off like a switch. When I found how I had it, I had a paralyzed leg for 6 weeks, and it mimicked a ruptured disc. So it can be very potent. In other people, it can just be little arthritic fingers, you know, the distal tips of or distal joints of the fingers, or just one hip or one knee or whatever. So it's worth looking at the pain-free in 6 weeks, because 3 out of 4 people, the odds are for you to get rid of your arthritis. And it's so easy because it's all diet-related. And then I would definitely suggest this year's newsletter, because we have found even more sources, hidden sources, all over in the American diet of the Solanaceae, the nightshades.
Well, very good. There's the music. We'll have a short break and more with Dr. Rogers on the other side. PrestigePublishing.com if you want to go and get her newsletter, her great books. And more from her, and I'll get into nightshades and your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, now the phones, you called like crazy before the show. I understand. We only can take one at a time, but now's the time. 844-769-2944. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. She mentioned I'm learning a lot about cell membranes today. How about you? For you new listeners, welcome. Where have you been all our lives? We've got some new markets, of course, Memphis, Tennessee area, and we'll be adding more this year, too. We're going to try to add another two or three at least. On TalkStream Live, big news, the reports were out. We were in the top 50 again this year. The year before, I think we were number 50 or 49. We barely cracked it. Well, we went up about 10 spots this year. So, Dr. Rogers, we were 10 spots more popular this year, running upwards with a bullet. That's a good news.
Cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you very much. Top 50 in the nation on TalkStream Live. So, if ever there's a problem, you can't, our website, the link or whatever, TalkStreamLive.com, you can always listen. Sometimes it's more convenient. They also have a listen by phone option there. You can check that out. 701-300-5252, TalkStreamLive.com, search the Power Hour and then you'll see our logo. Happy Bodies Phosphatidylcholine is on sale over at the Power Mall. That's what you have to have. That's the anchor. Sherry recommends Carlson. That's what I use. Carlson's in the glass. Do not get the cod liver not in the glass. Get the good kind in the glass. The iComplex CS, the REM Sleep, is also on sale, grown by nature. We'll be here this week. Jason Derkovitz, all those, the multivitamins, the vitamin E, the full-spectrum vitamin E, full-spectrum is important. The magnesium, the potassium, the selenium, the zinc, all these things are crucial. Oregano oil, Oregares, the Super Silver, Optivita Silver, the lozenges, the vitamin C, the Purely C. Now, we sent you some of that Purely C you checked out. That's really good vitamin C. It's a really good source. We sent that to you. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very good. Very good source of vitamin C. Why is vitamin C important? Just quickly, why is this for infections or whatever? Why do we need vitamin C?
It's a huge antioxidant. You know, we have free radicals or naked atoms that are needing an extra electron, so they steal it from places. If they steal it from a bug, that's good. They kill it. If they steal it from your body, that's not good, because now you are deficient and you have to make up for it. So it has good and bad levels, and how can I say it? That's how we analyze all of this. We can see if you have too much good or too much bad. Most people do not have too much good, trust me. In this era, we are all exposed to over 85,000 toxins now. The world is so different. And so we have to, and most people have levels of heavy metals now in their 40s and 50s, where it used to take until their 80s or 90s to attain those levels. And most people, for example, when we do the cardio ion assay, the 11 pages of their vitamins, minerals, etc., they're scary low in magnesium, zinc, selenium. You can't make thyroid without selenium. You can't heal the heart, blood pressure, without magnesium and zinc. They're in hundreds of enzymes. And I think last year we went through just even a dozen of the enzymes that zinc is in, that to show that even if you're in the lower half of normal, that sets you up for every disease, everything. From heart disease to cancers to diabetes, it doesn't matter what the label is. It's just all people have different sensitivities. If I'm low in zinc, I might get diabetes or something. You might get a heart disease. Somebody else might get a cancer. It depends on the total package, and that's what we look at when people get have a phone consult, and we figure out what they need. Medicine is the only field that treats everybody like they're the same. You have high blood pressure? Well, first you need a diuretic, and then our guidelines say then you need a beta blocker, then you need an ACE inhibitor, and on it goes. You just poison. You don't fix anything.
Other products at the Power Mall, you've asked about the protein powder. We have the organic Manco, which I love. I use that. My children even like that. The 1 pound is now back. The Willard Water Dark and Clear, the Topperson, is also available. Thank you so much for your support. And also, if you've never purchased from us or haven't purchased in a while, why not? We got products for you. We got something at the Power Mall that will benefit you. And so you get 10% off your first order. Use the code FIRST10, FIRST10 at checkout. Or when you call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, you can then just use that coupon code also. So check that out also. Thank you so much for your support.
And I might add, Dan, that in any paper, and I read hundreds of them every week, every paper that ever said cod liver oil didn't help or some other nutrient, it's because they didn't have the anchor, the PC powder, or they used a crappy type. They didn't use Carlson's in glass. So,
you know, I'm glad you brought that point.
Esterified.
Yes, I was going to ask you that. Kev, get on the microphone here for a second. Uncle Kevin's here listening. Who's that doctor on Fox that you listen to that talked about the, what's that guy? He's on there all the time.
Yeah,
what's it? Very famous. They make him like he's an expert on this. He was talking about vitamin E.
Vitamin E. He did a study on vitamin E.
What did he say? Go ahead.
It had absolutely no benefit for taking vitamin C.
So he gets
because the study they did in JAMA, Journal of Atrocious Medical Advice. The study they did was they only used 1 out of 8 parts of vitamin E. That's so stupid. That's like going to the car dealer and saying, I want to buy a car, but I can only afford 1 out of 8 parts, and I expect it to work.
One tire.
The other
yeah.
problem is that when you do only alpha-tocopherol, which is vitamin E that they use, and it was synthetic, it's not God's chemistry, it actually lowers the other parts that protect you from heart disease and cancer.
Wow.
So then they said, oh, well, yeah, the people who had vitamin E, they even got more cancer. Duh.
Wow. We got the complete full spectrum vitamin E at the Power Mall. This is the information that you get, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, if you listen to Fox News, this doctor comes, this is why I tell you, Sherry Rogers is the best general medical mind I know of, period. You get this doctor who's world famous, this guy, the Fox News touts him like he's a second coming of Linus Pauling or something. He gets on there and he talks about vitamin E, how it doesn't work, it doesn't do anything, don't take it, don't waste your money. Vitamin E is an essential vitamin. How in the world are you supposed to function without vitamin E? And you got this moron, the medical industry spouting this and telling you you don't use it. Don't waste your money.
Sherry, isn't vitamin E part of that sandwich for the brain?
Yes, it is, because when you make the sandwich of
listening.
The cell membrane,
I have been
where
listening.
All those cytokines come out of, all the chemicals that fight off HIV and coronavirus and everything, that cell membrane is hugely dependent on the right cod liver oil, PC powder. The eight forms of E are the protection. And and then, of course, you want your detox cocktail every day. You want your vitamin D, 10,000 every day. You want your curcumin every day, et cetera. There are so many values in all of these things. People have spent thousands of papers proving all of this stuff. And remember, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. But
we got more sense.
Say,
I guess you just got more sense than Dr.
Well,
Rogers,
we,
I guess.
I was sicker, so that made me study God's molecular biochemistry. But everything we say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 30 years of the newsletter and the scientific backup in the 15 books, because we will always want people to be able to thwart the ignorance that you hear on TV, the internet, from other doctors, from other people, that, you know, vitamin E, for example, doesn't help anything. You can't live without vitamin E, but it's an eight entities. It's four tocopherols and four tocotrienols. It is not the vitamin E that someone talks about or that is on your vitamin bottle if it just says vitamin E. If they don't know that it's eight entities, they've totally damaged the person who's taking that stuff. Because like I say, vitamin E, if it's called that, is synthetic. It's one of eight parts, and it lowers the other seven parts that are crucial for healing heart failure, cancers, Alzheimer's, and a multitude of other things. They all protect the cell membrane.
Oh, my God. Kev, what's that guy's name? What's the doctor's name?
Dr. Siegel.
Okay, you remembered it. Siegel. That's his name. Siegel. I can see him.
Made me sick when he said that.
It should.
Oh, and then during the commercials, they got all those, but they'll sure run those drug commercials during the break in between, not almost nonstop.
Yeah,
but you see, that's where their money comes from. And he's actually, just like the people who wrote the articles in JAMA, they're broadcasting their ignorance. They're telling the world how incredibly stupid they are about God's molecular biochemistry. They don't know anything.
I think you're being generous by calling them ignorant, stupid. I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I mean, at some level, it goes past ignorance to corrupt. Yeah, exactly. It's past incompetence with me, but I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Well, like Kevin said, look at the ads that come after that. I mean, you're talking big money, those ads.
We do have a caller, John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're live on the air with Dr. Rogers. What's on your mind, John?
First, I'd like to say God bless both of you.
Well, thank you.
Brought a lot of information to my life that's helped me and helped people I know, too. I do, doctor, have a granddaughter who's five, and last 6 months she fractured a bone in each foot, not at the same time, through simple falls. And we had her tested, and she's been diagnosed with low bone density, and we have an appointment scheduled for endocrinologist, is that how it's pronounced? But is there something that we should be looking for? She has a great diet. She loves sauerkraut, kefir. We do organic as much as possible. So I just was thinking.
Well, she's lucky to have you for a grandfather who's way ahead of the pack, because if you look at the practice guidelines, again, of pediatricians, in fact, I was a pediatrician in 1970. Boy, that dates stuff, doesn't it? And if you look at the practice guidelines from the orthopedist, from the neurologist, any of them, they do not look at the chemistry of anything. It's all drugs, devices, x-rays, surgery, that's it. So you want to, first of all, see her vitamin D level because, and it has to be the 1,25 hyphen dihydroxy vitamin D3. We've gone into it in the newsletter in the last couple of years, and we'll be doing it again because it's so important. This can be obtained at any commercial lab, LabCorp, Quest, all over the world. And it has to be over 80 nanograms per milliliter. The lab will say 30 is normal. Any doctor who believes that is broadcasting their ignorance. That's only for rickets. That's how it was determined about 40 years ago. Another thing you want is lots of stuff. You want a RBC zinc. You want RBC magnesium. RBC selenium. You want to see what's happening with all of these because a lot of these, most of these kids have been brought up with antibiotics, you know, their first ear infection, their first bronchitis, whatever. And so the gut can have an overgrowth of candida with no symptoms, but it makes, it can make an enzyme called tricarbolate, which stops your absorption of magnesium, no matter how much you take. Another enzyme, thiaminase, stops your absorption of B1, no matter how much you take, etc. So, and then you also want to see an N-telopeptide, capital N as in Nancy, T-E-L-O, peptide. That'll show if there's bone loss. Even people who are having teeth implants or whatever, every disease, you want to know if you are currently losing bone because the bone mineral density that they found on your granddaughter, it takes 2 years to develop. So it's been going on for a long time. It's not just something that happened overnight. And you don't want to wait another 2 years to see if she has the right nutrients. All of these nutrients and much more are on the 11-page essay that we do, the cardio-ion, which I interpret with people on the phone.
Dr. Rogers, let me interject here and ask you maybe a question that goes with this. I know small children, especially their diets. I know when I was little, GMOs weren't nearly as prevalent. And I know these children, it's the same question I have for me. GMO, or Roundup works by, Roundup doesn't kill plants, Roundup chokes plants, meaning it stops absorption. And then we take it, so is it possible, you know, even though she's eating a good diet, eating some of these things that John is giving to his grandchild, is it possible she's not getting, they're not absorbing because of GMOs? Or
right, because the how Roundup got okayed was they took the main metabolite, glyphosate, and this is all referenced in the last couple of years of the newsletter, and they gave it to human cells, and it did not bother them. It's because they should have given it to intestinal cells because your intestinal cells outnumber your body cells 9 to 1.
Whoa.
You have 9 times more DNA and cells in your gut than you have in your entire body. And these bacteria and so forth that are in there, they're mainly bacteria, are more, their chemistry is more like plants than it is animals. So the glyphosate damages the gut and decreases the absorption of many types of amino acids, tryptophan, tyrosine, etc., which happen to be the precursors often for many detox nutrients as well as neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory and behavior, coordination, etc. So, and we can see a lot of this when we do that 11-page assay because we see the gut as well.
Doctor, is there a way we can consult with you?
Yeah, you just it's in all the newsletters and the books. You just call the, what is the number, 315?
What is it, Prestige Publishing?
I don't even know what it is. It's in the bottom of every newsletter, the number to call, and you can do a half hour, an hour, whatever.
Okay, that would be great. And as far as the absorption, we give her D3 now. It's a droplet. Once a week, I think it's 50,000 or maybe.
Yeah, but see, you're being like a doctor. You're working blindly. You have no idea where her, what her level is.
Right. That's why I was calling.
Yeah, so don't be like a doctor. You know what I like to say? MD should stand for not medically defective, but medical detective. That's okay. What all MDs should be, is medical detectives. Find the cause and the cure. And instead, we have...
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Are you located in out east or down in Florida? What time zone would
we're in Florida. We are in Florida most of the time, and then other times we're in South Carolina because we like to play tennis every day without it being 105.
Well, my sister is Mary Tocco, and she lives in Charleston, South Carolina, and she's the one that has childhoodshots.com exposing the vaccine issues. She's been all over the world, but her name, Mary Tocco, you might have heard that name before, but her daughters are chiropractors, and we're very informed on certain things, but this is a new thing with this bone density, and I hope that we can resolve it and get things
right. Because it's a sign that remember, the bone is not only the chief place where most of the minerals are concentrated, but it's the chief repository for the heavy metals: mercury, cadmium, arsenic, etc., aluminum, and these permeate the food system, as well as many others. In fact, we'll see when you catch up on the last couple of years of the newsletter. We've seen increasing arsenic levels over the last few years, and that's one of the quote inert ingredients in Roundup. And those inert ingredients are proprietary secrets.
Oh my gosh, inert. Oh God. If this was China, you know, the way China, when they found melamine in the children's formula, they lined up and shot the people. That's how they would handle. This is insane. John, fantastic question, my friend.
One more question, doctor. So is this something that can be neutralized, do you think?
That's the whole point of it. If there wasn't something that you could do for it, then I would be on the tennis court instead. I wouldn't waste my time on the phone.
Hopefully we'll be contacting you and getting some more information before.
My pleasure.
Very good, John.
Going to this doctor, pediatric endocrinologist, so that doctor is supposed to be doing what you're recommending probably, but that may not happen.
No, I would doubt it. It would be very interesting. If he were, I would like to put him in the newsletter.
If it were me, John, I know you've been a long time. This is me. I'm not a doctor. If it was this for me, and you're talking about your granddaughter and she's dealing with this at this level, get a consult with Dr. Rogers. Start there. Then go from there.
I agree. That's what I'm hoping my family will do. We'll see
see what they do. Hopefully they listen to the least, just have them listen to this interview and then go from there.
I get it every day. I listen to all of your shows after the fact because I don't always get to listen to them.
Well, thank you for listening. You can also try Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram's got that bone active oil. You know, he rubs on feet. That helps also. I know some people are reporting some good things with that, too. That's maybe a simple thing to help get that started.
Maybe tell them how to archive the stuff, too, so that your shows, so that maybe his...
Oh, they can go online, right. They can go online and look at, or they can call Catherine if they don't have internet access, and they can get copies of shows too. So they can, you can call the Power Mall and want specifically this show of Dr. Rogers, or you can go online and search Dr. Rogers.
I appreciate all you do. God bless you again.
Hey, God bless you, John. Quick question. We got an internet question, Dr. Rogers. C. diff. They've been, I'm trying to skip the whole story, but basically, they got C. diff. They can't eat. All they can eat is yogurt now. And
they need to heal their gut. And there's a great test that we tell people to get. It's in the book. In fact, it's in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, in Chapter 4, because that's all about the gut.
What is C. diff?
Clostridia difficile. It's a bacteria that after people have had X numbers of antibiotics, it grows too much and can give symptoms. And
yes,
so you have,
that's what they're saying.
There's more than that going on because these people often have what we call leaky gut. They have many deficiencies in the cell wall of the gut, so they can't heal it.
And so then, what's the book?
Then pain, or How to Cure Diabetes. And then if that's not enough, the book No More Heartburn is even more intense about the gut. So
okay,
start
no
with
more heartburn.
How to Heal or How to Cure Diabetes, Chapter 4. And
chapter
if that's
four.
Not enough, then you go to No More Heartburn, because that's even more intense about the whole gut.
There you go. Perfect. Now we got a
because
couple
remember,
minutes.
If the gut isn't happy, you can't heal anything.
Mm, very good.
Doesn't matter what the cause of what the disease is called, cancer, blood pressure, atrial fib, diabetes. If the gut isn't happy, because that's half the immune system, half the detox system, and it makes more neurotransmitters of happy mood and memory than the brain does.
We're getting we got about a minute left. We got a text about detox. You mentioned heavy metals. That the detox powder that we sell that you've recommended, does that help
right?
get heavy metals out of your body?
No, not so much. That's for everyday stuff like the phthalates, the plasticizers, and whatnot. That's in the book Detoxify or Die. And that's the detox cocktail that you have there. And then people go to the next stage and get rid of the heavy metals. And that's in the book called The High Blood Pressure Hoax.
What does that entail? I mean, briefly.
There's, for example, one example, there's a suppository that they can get without a prescription. It's 10 times cheaper than IV chelation, and IV chelation loads you up with plasticizer, so that's not a good idea anyway. Plus, it's much safer, and it detoxes heavy metals, so it's in
what about
the
coffee
blood pressure
enemas?
Hoax.
What about coffee enemas?
That's in Wellness Against All Odds. That's another avenue, but again, you need all of those because we're the most toxic people ever in the history of the planet Earth.
Well, there you go. It is an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm so glad we got you on early this month. I wish you nothing but...
Maybe we can do it some more this month because there's so much everybody. I mean, you have such good, smart callers, so they have good questions.
Well, you attract them. You attract them, Dr. Rogers. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. And everybody out there, have a great day. And don't forget, Thursday I will be here. Tomorrow, Wayne's going to be on with the kidneys, and we'll go from there. God bless you, everybody. Happy, healthy, successful, and free. Thank you, Dr. Rogers.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.